there's a story out that they want to possibly put a the toll lane concept on 494 around the metro, 494, 694, around the metro area. And I want to be careful here because I want to make sure I say, and I'm consistent. When it comes to transportation, especially in the Twin Cities metro area, we need a comprehensive plan that does have road expansion and bridge rebuilding and stuff like that, but it also has to have mass transportation. Because any city that has tried to do it specifically only to expand roadways out of your traffic problems, it never works. It never works. You end up having far bigger problems. You need to have a comprehensive plan that includes bike trails, includes walking trails, sidewalks, you know, toll lanes, whatever. A comprehensive plan is what works. We don't have that in Minnesota, and the reason why is because we have a bunch of Republicans with sticks up their cabooses who basically had egg all over their face when we opened up that first light rail line, the Hiawatha line that ran from Mall of America into downtown. When we ran that line, go back and watch it. Go watch the Republicans banging on their gavels going, empty trains! No development. This is never going to work. This is going to be the biggest mistake. Ends up being, at that point, the biggest and best launch of a mass transportation system the country has seen. It was wildly successful. I rode it numerous times myself. Packed cars. And now we have the second line. We're on St. Paul to Minneapolis. And we're going to build the other, hopefully, the Southwest Metro line, the Southwest line, the light rail line. That one's going to get built. And hopefully the Bottineau line gets built. The response from the Republicans to the first line opening up was to basically say, we're only going to do toll roads. Now, the argument that Republicans put forward against mass transportation is they say, all we're doing is subsidizing transportation for the poor, which is a false red herring of an argument. Anyone can get on a bus. Anyone can get on a bus. If you're 5 years old, if you're 90 years old, you can get on a bus. Anyone can get on a bus. Now, you might say, I'll never get on a bus, but that's your choice. It's not that you can't get on the bus. It's that you're choosing not to get on the bus. Mass transportation works because everyone can use it. Everyone can use it. Someone who's blind, someone who can no longer drive, someone who just doesn't want to drive and doesn't want the hassle of owning a car. Anyone can use mass transportation. The Republicans started the toll line. They took the carpool lane out on 394 and they turned it into a pay access lane. This is a form of transportation that, first of all, you have to have a car, you have to have a driver's license. So that if you're 16 and younger, or if you can't drive for whatever reason, that's not an option for you. You will never be able to use those toll lanes. So there's already an element of our society that won't be able to use those toll lanes, no matter what. Then, how many of these people can afford the $3, $3.50 one way during rush hour traffic to take advantage of this system? All you did, and take a look where that line goes. It goes from Lake Minnetonka into downtown. You built a class-tiered roadway system. And I've often said, God forbid there's two accidents that happen, one on the class-tiered roadway system for the wealthy. Versus one on the regular line for the masses. Because my gut feeling is the ambulance and the emergency vehicles will go to the one that people have paid for first as opposed to the other one. If all you are doing is trying to build a pay access lane, that's the only thing you're doing, all you're doing is creating a class-tiered roadway system where the wealthy get to take advantage of it. And trust me, there are Republicans today that want to remove the carpool exception for those lanes. They feel as if carpooling, they're not paying their way. That roadway should only be for Mercedes-Benzes and Lexuses, for the high-class vehicle, not your minivan with your co-workers in it. I am 100% against dumb transportation policy. Dumb transportation policy is not being a big kid and realizing if we're going to build a toll lane all the way around the metro, we'll then build the light rail lane that will take you from the Fish Lake Interchange all the way to the Mall of America. will take you to US 61 up on the northeast side and take you on down to the Wakota Bridge. If you did them both at the same time, it would be more cost effective, and in the long run, you would have far more people get advantage of your new transit line. And don't give me this, well, that's going to cost money. Damn right it is, and eventually we're going to have to do it anyway, right? We're a growing city. We're getting bigger. You might as well do it right the first time as opposed to this, well, we only have enough money, so wealthy people get their lane first, and then the rest of you guys, nothing. And you don't call me out on saying, well, that's not what we're for. The Republicans themselves specifically did not give one damn dime to mass transportation in the Twin Cities metro area the last election cycle. Not a dime. Every single Republican who's running in the metro area should be forced to explain how in the hell they thought that was a good idea. And they all voted along with it. No, I am not for a class-tiered roadway system. And as long as all we're doing is building lanes for wealthy people to avoid the masses, that's all we're building. Do not do this, because that is a waste. I'd rather subsidize transportation for everyone through mass transportation as opposed to using taxpayer dollars to subsidize transportation for the wealthy.